Baby, we need to talk. Yes, I'm serious. Yes, I know the game is about to start. Baby, please. This really is important to me. Thank you. You don't have to turn off the TV. I know you were looking forward to the game today. Yes, it is important to me, and thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to what I have to say. I know that look. You are worried that I'm going to tell you that there is something that I want you to do, or maybe there is something about you that I want you to change. Well, you're not wrong, but it's not what you're thinking. It's nothing bad. Well, I suppose it could be viewed as quote unquote bad, but only if you are not into what I'm about to ask. I don't think that you are. Let me sit next to you. No, baby, you don't have to shift so I can fit on the chair. I can sit on the floor next to you. I enjoy that, you know, sitting on the floor, hugging your knees while you watch TV. I don't know. I guess it makes me feel closer to you. I feel safe, I guess. I know that sounds a little weird. When I am in that position, your hands unconsciously slide down to my head. You don't even realize it, but you end up gently stroking my hair. Sometimes you even pat my head like I'm a cute little kitten. No, baby, it's really okay. No, I don't want you to stop doing that. And yes, I know you did not realize that you did that. And yes, I know that you respect me and you don't think of me as some sort of little pet. I love it when you do that. I love it because it happens naturally. It's not forced or faked. The fact that you don't even realize that you do it shows that it's your nature too. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about your natural inclinations, yours and mine. Okay, so you already know that I am very shy and introverted. Well, that is really just a visible manifestation of who I am inside. We both know that I am submissive by nature. Actually, no, I don't want to lie to myself anymore. In my heart, I am more than that. In my heart, I want to give up control completely. Maybe, I guess when I'm struggling to get out, when I'm struggling to tell you, okay, I think I should just come out and say it. Let me just lay my cards on the table. Baby, I want you to take complete control of our relationship. I want you to make the decisions, consider my opinion, yes, but tell me what I need to do. Tell me exactly how you want me to please you, how you like things to be done, what you want. Make me understand. Even if it means having to put your foot down, even if it means having to discipline me, I want to belong to you. Baby, no. I'm not saying I want you to get engaged or married or anything like that. Listen to me, okay? I'm asking you to be my master. Yes, I did just say that, and I will say it again. I want you to be my master. I don't just want to be your girlfriend. I want to be your slave. This is where I want to be, like I am now, on my knees in front of you, knowing that you own me, knowing that you are in control, like I am here to serve you and to please you. And baby, I know you want this too. You would not use those same words, and you might not lay it out like that. But I see the look in your eyes when you fuck me. I know the emotions in your body whenever I suck you off when I am on my knees. That rabid look. Like you know, I know. And when you look at your lose yourself in the moment and end up fucking my mouth. Oh yeah. The look in your eyes when I gag and struggle as you slide down my throat. The look of a man who knows he owns a girl. I know it every time you forcibly bend me over the desk and fuck my ass at random hours during the day. Like yesterday, when I was acting like a brat, I was craving your attention, I'm sorry. But you know exactly what I needed. You just stood up and took over, pinned my arms behind my back, bent me over your work desk like I was some little rag doll. You ripped my panties off, tore it off my shaking body, and you did not stop, even when I started to gasp and struggle. You even made me beg for it. You made me beg you to fuck me in the ass. You made me spell it out, and then you drove in. As soon as the words were out of my mouth and you were inside me, I was screaming and crying and begging. You had me like a little needy slut, begging you to fuck my ass harder as the tears rolled down my cheeks. Please be honest with me. I know you want this baby. You want to dominate me. But you are such a good man that you hold yourself back. You respect me so much that you contain yourself. But baby, I don't want you to control yourself. I want you to dominate me. I want you to tell me what to do. I want you to take what you want. Whatever you want and whatever you want. And I want you to know that it is what I want also. You indulge me in the bed when I ask you to. We already role play it. Why should we deny ourselves? Why should you deny yourself when you know I want to be a slut for you? When you know that I want it too. Because I want this more than anything in the world. To belong to you. Literally. To know that you own me. To know that you can take me wherever you want. That on a whim you can fuck me or punish me. That you can make me serve you or service you even if people are around. Yes. I know that sometimes I can be stubborn and even a little bratty. And I know that you don't like it. I know that if you accept that, that you will train me to your standards, not mine. And I understand that it will be unpleasant. I understand. I want that. I want you to mold me. Mold me into your perfect possession. So will you? Will you accept me as your slave, sir? Will you become my master? Please.